Toronto, Ontario NDP health critic France Chalinas has slammed the Ontario Ministry of Health for what she said is unfairly downloading health costs onto municipalities and local hospitals. Chalinas was speaking in the legislature on November 20 when she asked why the Ministry of Health was effectively overloading local emergency rooms by shutting down and refusing to allow any new safe drug consumption sites to operate in Ontario. Chalinas, who is also the MPP for Nickel Belt, put the question to Health Minister Sylvia Jones. Minister, a person dies every 2.5 hours from the toxic drug supply in Ontario. Consumption and treatment sites, CTS, have been instrumental in preventing 1,000 more deaths. Without CTS, you can expect more calls to first responders, which means limited availability for other emergencies. You can expect busier emergency departments where people already wait way too long, said Chalinas. Why is the minister putting more strain on our first responders and emergency departments? Chalinas asked. Health Minister Jones responded that consumption sites are not appropriate places near schools or daycares. Respectfully, why is the member opposite not standing up for the families who have to stop taking their children to a playground because it's too close to a consumption site? Why does the member not understand that having these consumption sites within 200 meters of a child care center, a daycare, an early on center, a school is not appropriate, said Jones. We need to offer people pathways out of addiction. We do not need to enable it, Jones added. Chalinas responded that the province is downloading responsibilities onto local municipalities. The minister is closing consumption and treatment sites and leaving a long gap before any other services, before the 10 hubs become available. Why is the minister downloading her responsibilities to our municipal partners? Said Chalinas. Jones replied that Chalinas was making a false characterization and that the eventual opening of treatment hubs would offer people hope. We are moving away from a system that enables people to continue to use illicit, illegal drugs, and we are changing to a system that takes people to a pathway to treatment, said Jones.